USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking at a red, white, and blue patriotic COG Keep America Great rally in Lexington, Kentucky, where people in the crowd wearing Read the Transcript shirts, referring to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the impeachment inquiry. Here's the president at the rally.
Because the Bidens got rich while America was robbed. And let me tell you, the fake news will not put it in. I watched the last debate, and this weakling named Anderson Cooper saying, well, it's totally unsubstantiated, Mr. Biden. What's unsubstantiated? He is on tape doing a real quid pro quo. Sir, it's totally unsubstantiated, sir. I've never seen anything like it. Could you imagine if I did what he did?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green, the Dow up almost 115 points to close at 27,462, the NASDAQ up almost 47 points to close at 8,433, the S&P 500 gaining 11 points. Christmas is right around the corner, and a new study finds decorating early for the holiday season can actually make you a happier person.
The study published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump welcomes the World Series champs to the White House, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump welcomes the Washington Nationals to the White House to celebrate the team's 2019 World Series championship. Nats first baseman Ryan Zimmerman thanks the president for hosting them.
Mr. President, me and my teammates, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having us here. This is an incredible honor that I think all of us will never forget, and we'd also like to thank you for keeping everyone here safe in our country.
11 of the 40 players on the Nationals roster decided not to attend the ceremony.
A financial website ranking the nation's cities by how veteran-friendly they are. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
So it's just one measure of such a thing, but WalletHub has compared the 100 largest U.S. cities, looking at things like livability, affordability, and overall veteran friendliness to find the best and worst places for the nation's more than 19 million veterans to lay down their roots. Well, here you go. Detroit, Michigan, listed as the worst city in the nation for veterans to live. Other cities at the bottom five are Newark, New Jersey, Jersey City, New Jersey, Memphis, Tennessee, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Tampa, Florida is ranked as the best city in the nation for veterans. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.